But I'm going to leave you with this. Clap if you got kids. Would you clap if you got kids? Be proud. I love being a daddy. The boy loves me, too. He's 11 years old and thinks I'm a genius. It's all going to change, though, for both of us in about 5 years. Because once he reaches 16, suddenly daddy is no longer a genius, is he? Dumbass, maybe, but not... And my next door neighbor's going through the same thing and bought his 16-year-old son a 1998 Land Rover for his very first car. Wanted to build up the bond and the self-esteem between him and the boy. By applause, who all got a $40,000 car for your first car? Some low self-esteem people in here, aren't we? I'm with you because my first car, my daddy hands me the keys and goes, here, boy, you get it started, it's yours. It was a 1966 Ford Galaxy two-door hardtop my parents had bought 2 weeks before I was born. You ever heard the word family car? That means everybody in the family gets a shot at it. My mama had it first, drove it for 5 years. My daddy had it for 3. They rented it out to a small family that lived in the back seat for 2 years. My oldest brother David got it in 1975, added the air shocks and the side pipes to it. That was a chick mobile. My sister had that car for 3.5 years, added nothing, including oil. See, and if you didn't laugh at that, you need to check the oil. Little red light comes on, too late. My other brother got it and put the finest Radio Shack stereo equipment in it. Because if anybody's ever driven a piece of crap car, you know if you can't hear it, it does not exist. By the time I got it, the old headliner was falling down, so you drove like this. And my air shocks was giving out. Which seemed to be a big hit to my Mexican friends. So I'd be driving, they go, Orderly Holmes! Make it stop, it's a Ford! But it was because that Ford, I got to see Jesus Christ. Could I get an amen?
Amen!
Wasn't because of an accident, because I drew the line in the sand with my daddy over that car. Fellas, you know what I'm talking about? That day you just looked at your daddy and thought, you've got to be the dumbest idiot on the planet. You're 17. At 17, I used to look at my daddy thinking, you starch clothes having, Wrangler wearing, hee-haw watching, country music loving bastard. Isn't it ironic? But I was 17, now I'm 34. I like being like the old man, but at 17, didn't want to be anything like him. It was 1984, folks. I had on my black parachute pants. There's my 80s meat boy. Had on my Def Leppard muscle shirt. Oh, deceiving God and glory. You know, back when the drummer had 2 arms. Oh, like I took it or something. Back of my hair was permed. And my daddy would just look at me too and go, boy, you just eat up with the dumbasses, aren't you? Obviously, your mama's boy, aren't you? And at 17, you pretty much are eat up with it because everything you got up here on top moves a little further south, don't it, boys? Oh, you got a set of steel ones at 17, though, don't you? I'm talking titanium nuggets, brother. You even walk around at 17 going, clink, clink. Walk around the mall, you'll hear it, clink, 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 clink. I walk up to 16-year-old kids all the time now and go, hey, see this? 10 years from now, you're going to look just like me. Sleep well, junior. Slim Shady. But I went and asked my mama for a new car at first because I want a new car, and she said, you need to go talk to your daddy. I said, fine. Clink. Remember, like yesterday, I had my feet up on the couch and I'm watching MTV and Michael Jackson was still a black man. And I'm just sitting there and I'm doing the Rubik's Cube. Okay, so I'm taking off the stickers and I'm putting them in order. Y'all did that too, didn't you? My daddy walks in and says, boy, you need to get your rear end off that couch. You come outside and help me with that car. I sat up and said, look, clink. I said, if you think I'm going to work on that car, you got another thing coming there, daddy. Notice there was no clink there. Because I watched my daddy's eyes just roll to the back of his head. Then I watched my daddy develop some sort of muscular disease. Oh, I've been waiting for this for a while, boy. And then I watched my daddy develop Tourette syndrome. Yeah. Mama, did you hear this freeloading sitting on the couch every day? Got on that goofy looking hair, don't you? My mama goes, run, honey, run! And I start running! And I can say, Jesus, that's in light. And I dropped to my knees, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he said, how's your mama? Thank you very much, Arlington. Good night. God bless you.